deeper we get into the season, the harder it is to do DFS lineups, at least for me. A lot of questionable tags, a lot of guys returning from injuries, some guys who their teams are out of the playoffs, and it's unclear how much run a rookie might get in place of a guy who's been on the team for a while. It's a crapshoot in some ways, and in some ways, hopefully, it isn't. Otherwise, why do we do this? My DFS lineup for today's games, I'm recording this late Saturday night, and there's some questionable tags, and I just have the misfortune of not being able to seize on that opportunity. For example, Dalton Kincaid is questionable. I would have inserted a very cheap Dawson Knox into this lineup, but I don't know. You know, if Kincaid plays, then it's a waste, more or less. If Kincaid sits, then Knox could be a great value, but this is how we do it. It's late Saturday night, and I got to use the lineup I've got. Unfortunately, there's enough combinations where we should be able to make it work. Feel free to adjust as you see fit, obviously. I actually have two lineups, and they cut across two different angles of the Bills-Bengals game, a game that might be one of the higher-scoring games. We'll see. But I'm excited about all the potential for 30-plus point players, and that's why I want to seize on that. One of the lineups has Josh Allen at QB. He's the most expensive. It makes sense. The receivers that go with him are Khalil Shakir in a rebound game. Shakir could go either way, but I like him in that combination. I thought about a much cheaper Keon Coleman, but the risk is too great for a 50-50. I think Shakir is a safer play, obviously, but also given his price, you know, even though he's more expensive, about 50% more expensive, it still makes sense. Jamar Chase as another receiver, and Devon Vele, who broke through last week. I might be chasing points on this. This is another example. Chris Olave is questionable. He's probably going to play, but we'll see. And Vele will be the number four or number three option on offense, give or take. Maybe even the number two if Olave somehow sits. And for my flex, T. Higgins. I'm going Chase and Higgins, and I'm expecting Josh Allen to score in buckets, and therefore I'm expecting Joe Burrow to try to keep up with his two best receivers. At running back, I've got Quinshon Judkins and Aaron Jones. I can't tell you how many combinations of running backs I had in those slots. It's just, you know, it's from Bijan Robinson to Derrick Henry to, you know, Devon Achane, you name it. There's a lot of guys who could do great. I went a little bit cheaper. Judkins seems to be a pretty safe play, and Jones is actually a pretty good play. And I thought about starting J.J. McCarthy in one of the two lineups because I think that coming off that bye, he will do better than we've seen. But why take a chance, essentially? So tight end, I got T.J. Hockenson going with that, you know, finally Hockenson last week getting a little bit of love. Granted, it was with, you know, the fourth string quarterback, with McCarthy. Hopefully he sees what Hockenson can do, as we all have for years, that he is severely underutilized, and it's a shame. And, this, you know, today he should rebound. And finally, the, Browns defense. I should clarify, this is for the 1 p.m. Eastern Sunday slate, 8 games, on the table. My other lineup deviates a fair amount, actually, now that I look at it. It's Trevor Lawrence, the quarterback, and that's because James Cook and Quinshon Judkins are my running backs. So this assumes that the Bills still score a lot of points, but it's Cook who does most of the scoring, not Josh Allen. At receiver, I've got Jackson Smith and Jigba, and Jordan Addison and John Mechie. And Adonai Mitchell is my flex. So I'm basically hedging on two pretty cheap Jets wide receivers, hoping that they combine for 18-plus points. If they do, it's worth it. Harold Fannin is my tight end, and once again, the Browns' defense. Notice that when I start Cook, it's the assumption that the Bills will move the ball and run the clock more effectively with a very active and productive Cook versus Josh Allen throwing it more, in which case it would give the Bengals perhaps an extra possession when it's all said and done in terms of the clock. But if the Bills are running the clock, doing 6-7 minute drives, I think it diminishes the chance of a breakout game for Jamar Chase that at least justifies paying whatever the 8,000 that would cost in DFS to get him. So I am going for a rebound for Smith and Jigba in this one, but as a result, I don't have the funds to be able to get Chase and still get decent players elsewhere. You might be wondering about Jordan Addison. It's a little bit of a holdover from the idea of starting J.J. McCarthy, but I will stand by Addison as a pretty cheap. He's under $5,000, and the assumption here is that someone on the Vikings is going to have a decent game against the beleaguered Washington defense. And I've got Aaron Jones and TJ Hockenson in the other lineup. In this one, I'm Jordan Addison. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime. Good luck if you're in a regular fantasy league and you've got guys going today. Obviously, you probably do, unless you're somehow overloaded on Thursday and Monday players, which, might have worked out for you. And we'll see you tomorrow.